And now, young Widder Brown. Ellen Brown has been very direct and honest with her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, regarding what she has read in Louise Simpson's diary. For the diary tells of Louise's passionate devotion to Anthony and of his escape from the responsibility he assumed toward her. And angry at Ellen's loss of faith in him, Anthony finds himself a lonely man, the old simple relationship with Ellen gone, and with Louise, now a rich widow, testing him for attention and love. Now, with her characteristic straightforwardness, Ellen is paying Louise Simpson a visit, and she comes in to find Louise pacing the living room in a frenzy.
What is it? Oh, it's you, Ellen.
Yes, Louise.
What are you here for?
Sit down. You seem rather disturbed.
Why wouldn't I be with that fiancé of my brother-in-law coming here to live? Madeline Harper has moved in here, Ellen. Bag and baggage.
So?
I've got to get them out of here, both of them. Christopher and Madeline.
I'm afraid that's your problem, Louise, not mine.
What did you come here for anyway, Ellen?
To tell you that I read your diary and your letters to Anthony Loring.
Oh?
And to talk to you about them.
Are you going to tell me that you don't believe what's in them?
I'm going to tell you that I think Anthony was gravely at fault in those days. I think he led you to believe that you and he would marry, that there might have been a future for you together. I think, however, he didn't do it consciously.
And you forgive him?
There isn't anything to forgive. Anthony did nothing wrong, except to mislead an impressionable, neurotic girl unintentionally.
How dare you say that to me?
Louise, I'm so tired of your hysteria. Please, don't try to work up another scene. Please.
I'm not trying to work up anything. I'm telling you
that... You're not telling me anything, Louise. I'm telling you. In those earlier days, you were dependent on Anthony because your father was so sick. You made a dream hero out of Anthony. And as any other man would, he let you.
And you're going to forgive him.
I told you there wasn't anything to forgive. He didn't know me then. I didn't know him.
You needn't think
that... Oh, please be quiet, Louise, and listen. I'm here to tell you that I think you imagined a lot of what you wrote in that diary and the letters. Well, none of those letters were from Anthony, you know. They were from you to him.
He gave them back to me.
Well, I don't think he ever saw them, Louise. I don't think you ever sent them to him.
Ellen...
However, this much you have accomplished. Because of all the emotional things you wrote down, you have hurt us. You've changed things for me. I wish I had more self-discipline so I could forget what I read. But I can't. You've won the victory, Louise.
I can't understand why you've come to tell me this. Why don't you fight me?
I can't. You're too unstable. You're too foreign an enemy. I don't know how you fight. And I'm pretty sure that I couldn't win your kind of fight anyway. I wouldn't want to.
You're presenting me with Anthony. I suppose you know that.
I don't think so.
Are you still engaged to him?
I won't wear his ring for a while.
For a while? You will take him back?
When all this nastiness clears up in my own mind, yes, if he wants me. You've done that too, Louise, if it's any satisfaction to you. You've upset him so that he sees me as differently as I see him.
How can you talk so calmly about this?
Because somehow, I don't think I care about anything right now. You and your late husband, Alex, and Christopher, your brother-in-law, and his fiancée, Madeline Harper, have accomplished that much. You've spoiled things, painted them. You're rather like a blight in a garden. Well, I've said what I came to say, so I'll go.
Ellen, wait a minute.
What?
Ellen, I'm afraid.
What is there for you to be afraid of? You're rich. You have all of Alex's money. You've got Anthony where you want him.
It's the money, Ellen. Madeline and Christopher are trying to get my money away from me. I'm really afraid of them. Please, Uncle, please, Ellen. Look, if I take back everything, if I admit...
What has made such a coward of you, Louise? What's happened to you?
They're plotting against me. Christopher and Madeline, I'm afraid of them.
Perhaps you've been cruel to them, too, Louise. You know, you can't trample on people without their hating you. It's human nature.
Ellen...
No, Louise. This is one shoulder in Simpsonville you can no longer cry on. If you're really afraid, call on Anthony. Try to recapture those wonderful lost years when he did listen to you. Try to get him back by the old methods, Louise.
Ellen,
goodbye, Louise. I'm not available for sympathy or pity anymore. I'm tired to death of you.
And with a certain calm dignity, Ellen leaves Louise, who nervously twists her handkerchief and wonders how badly she has confused the situation. Meanwhile, upstairs, Madeline walks down the hall from the east wing to knock on the door of Christopher's room.
Christopher, I know you're in there. Louise told me.
Come in, then.
Thank you. I should have thought you'd have been downstairs to greet your new bride, darling.
You told Louise we're married?
No. That's to be the lovely surprise.
Madeline.
Louise is fuming now, wondering how to get rid of us. While she's busy about that, we can be really getting rid of her.
It's no good, Madeline.
What's no good?
I'm not going to kill again. I can't. I won't.
Of course you are, Christopher.
Madeline, all night long it wakes me. I hear it and it wakes me.
What wakes you?
The sound. When I made him jump over the stair railing. The sound as he fell down the stairwell, Madeline. That's what wakes me. The terrible, terrible sound. And then the stillness. I killed once.
Christopher.
I can't do it again, Madeline.
You can't do it again? You can't get rid of Louise? Not for all the money and security and peace of mind it'll mean? We can be happy and free, you fool. If you quit now, what are you?
I have committed murder once, Madeline. I have that guilt on my soul.
Christopher, Alex's death was an accident. You didn't kill your brother.
Madeline, you were here. You were here and saw it. You told me.
Christopher, listen to me, dear. You did not kill Alex. You hated him, yes. You resented him. So you worked up this silly dream. You were asleep. And in your dream, you saw yourself murdering your brother.
Madeline, you're out of your mind. I told you. I told you that I killed Alex. You were here. You yourself threatened to tell. Then you insisted on our marrying so you couldn't be forced to bear witness. Madeline, what are you saying now? You confuse me so.
I'm saying that I've noticed how this fear is growing on you, Christopher. How your mind wanders. How you build up these fantasies.
I
think you need attention of some sort. This guilt about your brother's accident. Perhaps you should see a doctor. Perhaps a doctor should know about your hallucinations.
Madeline.
You didn't kill Alex. But you will kill Louise. And if you don't do precisely as I say, that is what I shall say about you. That is what I shall take to Anthony Loring as your newest symptom. That you did not kill Alex, but that you dreamed that you did, and you want to confess.
Stop it, Madeline. Stop it. You're driving me mad.
Aren't you already a little mad, my dear?
I don't know. Madeline, let me alone. Let me alone.
Oh, you poor weakling. You poor, contemptible fool. You pitiful thing.
Madeline.
I'll have you behind bars if you don't do as I say. I've taken enough from all of you. I want the Simpson money, and you'll get it for me, Christopher. Or before all is holy, you'll be in an institution. They'll drag you there screaming that I'm a liar. And they'll shake their heads gently, pityingly at you, and say, this is how they usually go on. The guilt complex. The guilt complex can make a man mad indeed.
I'll kill myself.
I'm not sure if I shall ever want you to do that. Oh, no, you do as I say, Christopher, because if you don't, I have too much to prove that you're mad. Driven mad by your brother's cruelty, babbling about revenge.
I'll kill you.
You have no conviction as you say that, because you know you can't kill me.
Madeline.
Oh, no, you're really quite mine now, Christopher. You're married to me, and I'm your keeper. Like Louise, I too am a Mrs. Simpson, Christopher. I too know what I'm going to do.
How will Madeline's vicious treatment of her cowering husband, Christopher Simpson, affect the problem facing Anthony and young Widder Brown?